Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Today. My name is Eleonora, and I'd like to invite everyone to call. The number to call is 347-215-9262. Again, that number is 347-215-9262. And I will be hosting the show today with hosting the show by myself until VJ calls in. VJ is out of the office today. We're still waiting on Gil and Sarita. Our topic today is basically about anything that's on your mind. And I'd like to give you a little bit more information while we wait for everyone to arrive. I'd like to tell you about our Tuesday night group. That meets tonight at 3023 4th Avenue South. Again, that address is 3023 4th Avenue South, and it's from 5 to 7 p.m., and VJ just came on the line. Let's get him on and see what he has to say today. Hey, VJ, how you doing?
Hey, I'm just really doing okay. I'm in a wonderful place. I'm at the pharmacy, and that's where you're supposed to be when you're getting healed and God is doing some great things for your body, for your mind and your soul. And I want to thank all the wonderful people that took time out of their busy schedules to stop by and show some love for me. It was really a traumatic experience, but I made it through my illness, and I'm on the road to recovery, so I'm doing well.
Okay, was that a cam shot directed at me, VJ?
No. There were some really, really wonderful people that took, they were busy folks that took time out. You were holding down the fort. You were doing what you had to do. We don't do cam shots. I'm thankful. I'm really a thankful man today. God has done not only some things locally for me, but nationally. You know, so I got some national calls, and folks nationally came forward and really just showed support. So I'm really feeling good. I'm in a good place right now. I got to change a lot of things. We're working on that right now. We're pulling all that together. But just want to tell folks out there that you got to take care of yourself, take care of your health, take care of your well-being, watch what you consume, you know, all this stuff that this fast food, all this stuff is really not good for us. And as we get older, we find that out, and it can cause some serious complications. So I learned the hard way, and now I'm paying for it. But you know what? The price for life can never, ever be too much.
That's true. BJ, what would you suggest? I mean, being African-American, especially being an African-American male, what would you suggest an African-American male to do in order to take care of himself?
Well, one of the things that I know that we don't do is a lot of us don't exercise enough. We stay busy doing things, but we don't exercise enough. The second thing is the food that we love and the food that we know that we love is all full of salt and sodium and full of sugar. And, you know, we've been drinking Kool-Aid for years, and everybody says Kool-Aid's good for you. I grew up on it. But we also know that, you know, back then a lot of things were a lot better for you. But now there's so much sugar in everything that it's not just the Kool-Aid now that's got sugar in it. Everything's got sugar in it. So I would say everybody look at the package. They say if it's in a package, don't eat it because it's probably got too much sodium in it. I've been looking at that a lot recently, and I've been noticing that. So one of the things I found out is the amount of food that we intake is not what we need to survive. We're consuming way too many calories, and so we have to figure out a way. Another thing is stress. Stress is something that you have to figure. If you don't go to church, you don't believe in God, you don't have a faith, you don't have anything, you don't yoga, you don't do anything, you don't pray, you don't do any of that, you need something to relieve your stress and something to help you with that, because stress is another big thing that hurts. Our African-American men will get so stressed out. You know, man, he's stressing me out. Man, this is stressing me out. Well, of course it's going to stress you out because you're not doing anything to alleviate that stress. So relationships can stress you out, you know, even family can stress you out. And what I found out is that a lot of family members don't care about stressing you out. Matter of fact, they feel like if they ain't stressing you out, then they can't relieve their stress. So they relieve their stress on you. And so we have to realize that family can stress you out, and most of all, if you think drugs and alcohol will release your stress, you got another thing coming. All it really does is bring more stress on. And for you marijuana smokers out there that feel that you have the need to smoke marijuana, that stress will bring more stress on to you too. So that's the advice I would give.
Okay, VJ, hold on. Don't go anywhere. We have three callers. Let's start with 5270. Are you there, caller? 5270. Are you there? Okay, they're not talking. Let's go to 5979. Caller, are you there? Hello? I can barely hear you. 5979? Okay, let's go to 71. You there?
Why are you calling me?
Hello? Okay. Let's go to 7159. Caller, are you there? Caller. Okay, well, we'll go back up here to VJ. Okay, VJ, no one wants to talk to me today.
Do they have the question mark on there? That's when you can tell. They have the question mark means that they pushed one, and that means that they want to talk. Otherwise, they won't talk. They just want to listen in.
Okay, so, well, we have three callers listening in at least.
Yeah, so when you see the question mark pop up, that means they pushed one and they want to listen. You know, it's kind of an amazing thing. I did a wedding on Saturday. I was feeling great. I was a little thirsty. I had to use the bathroom quite a bit. And that evening before I went to bed, it just... some things happened to my body, and I went from being a fit 56-year-old male to going to an intensive care unit. And, you know, I didn't even realize I was in intensive care until yesterday. And I just woke up and realized I'm in intensive care. Oh, man, I'm in the trauma unit. I'm not just in a regular hospital. I'm in a trauma unit. I mean, I'm in danger. And, that really kind of woke me up like, wow, that could have been the end. That could have been it. That could have been the last time a lot of people would have seen me. And me and John Turnipsey were talking about that in the hospital because you just never know when somebody's going to go, and you have to really just take care of yourself. So I wanted to share that, you know, because I know a lot of folks eat what they want to eat, do what they want to do, drink what they want to drink, and then they don't think about it until they get to the hospital and they realize that now they're in big trouble. They got all kind of tubes hooked up to them and all kind of solutions and all that. And so, wow, here I am. I'm back. I'm the comeback kid. I'm coming back, and I'm coming back strong.
Right. We're just thankful that God had other plans for you, VJ.
Yes, He did.
So what else?
I want to talk a little bit about the homicides that are going on right now. It's been pretty busy out here, and I just want to say that here we go again. Nobody's talking about anything that's going on in our community, in our neighborhoods. We've got a triple homicide in Brooklyn Park. Nobody's saying anything about that. We have a homicide on 35th and Fremont, and nobody's saying anything about that. And that's always going on in our community. Our communities are always the last to talk about what's happening. We're afraid to tell on people that commit homicides. And I think what our problem is that we feel like it's okay. We've been accustomed to doing that, but we must, you know, take our communities to a new level, and we must be able to talk about these things and these people that are committing these crimes in our community.
You know, Vijay, it's ironic. It's like it's basically the Goodwins that go. That triple homicide was, I believe, was at Hennepin Technical College.
And no, it was not at the college, but it was at the daycare.
It was? Okay, well,
college got shut down. It was an African-American woman, and she had just went out of town and picked up her mother and her father and brought them to Minnesota to live with her because her husband had just died. And then somebody came in there and killed her and her mother and father. It's a terrible tragedy.
Oh, my gosh. That is terrible. That is terrible.
And somebody's got to know something. You know, somebody's got to know something. Now, where is Sharpbody said he's going to call in, too. So we got to get – I'm going to call in and see if I can get him to call in for you. I got to go to the pharmacy, but we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, then. You take care of yourself. Put your feet up, lay back, relax, and don't worry. We got everything covered for you.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And that was V.J. Smith. He's not only the president of our local chapter, but he's also the national president of all the Mad Dash chapters across the country. And we once again like to say congratulations, boss. We've been talking about several things today. One is the health of the African-American male, not only the African-American male, but also we're going to include the African-American female. Being African Americans, we need to take better care of our bodies, look at what we put into it. We have a tendency to be more susceptible to many illnesses, and we just don't take the time out to care for ourselves. The other thing that we've been talking about are the recent homicides that have been occurring in the North area. The three homicides that were in Brooklyn Park, I believe it was, and the one that was on 35th and Fremont. Actually, we will be holding a vigil for the homicide that was done for the young man that lost his life on 35th and Fremont within the next couple of weeks. Our sympathy goes out to all those families. It is truly a tragedy to lose someone, anyone. And we still haven't been any results in the Terrell Mays Jr. Killing. And that's a tragedy. You have a three-year-old child that lost his life while going up the stairs in his own home. And no one wants to talk about that. No one wants to get involved, you know. And that was a baby. And I like to say, you know, how would you feel if that was your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your son, or your daughter? I'm quite sure you would want someone to step up to the plate and say, well, this is who took that person's life. The people that lost their loved one deserve some closure. They deserve some justice. The people who lost their lives deserve justice and closure on those matters. So if you have any information, contact the homicide unit. Everything that you say will be held in the strictest confidence, so there's no need to worry. But these homicides need to be solved. We need to stop killing each other. I mean, there are a lot of things that you can do. And one of the other things we can talk about, you know, a lot of this stuff comes from people that don't have any direction in their lives. You know, you don't know anything but the truth. But you do have other options and other alternatives. That's one of the things that Mad Dads do. We offer you options and alternatives. There are a lot of programs that you can get involved with through Mad Dads and through our partnerships with several organizations. All we're asking you to do is, first, make up your mind that you want and you need to make a change in your life and a direction that your life is going into. That's the first step. That's the biggest part. That's the hardest part, is making up your mind that this is not working. I want to do something better. I don't want to take anyone's life. I don't want to sell drugs. I don't want to destroy my community. I want to stop and make a change in my life. Once you make that step, just pick up a phone, give us a call. Once you make that decision, come over to our Tuesday night group at 3023 4th Avenue South. That's every Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Again, dinner and child care is provided at no cost to you. There's also a meeting held there on Thursday night through Urban Ventures. Also, if you want to get in touch with Mad Dash, we're on the corner of Chicago and Franklin at PV Park every Friday afternoon from 4 till 6. If you can't make it there, see us at PV Park. We'll be more than happy to talk to you. The outreach team comes down there. Outreach team is even on Metro Bus, Transit. Look for the green shirt. Anywhere you see a Mad Dash green shirt, the green hoodie, you're talking to the right people. So don't be afraid to walk up and ask for help. Walk up. You can just walk up and ask for prayer. So again, please give us a call. The number is 347 215 347-215-9262. Again, that number is 347-215-9262. And I encourage everyone to call. I encourage everyone, those out there that are doing the things that are making a negative influence upon society and themselves and their family, make that decision to change your life. Come on in out of the cold. We have a warm place for you. We have people that care. We have people that are willing to, if nothing else, just sit down and listen and help you make those choices and direct you to the services that are there at your disposal. All you have to do is make that first step. And that first step, once again, is to say, I want to change my life. I want to change my way of thinking. I want to change what I'm doing. I want to become a positive and productive part of society. I mean, you know, everything is going and looking good now. You got a couple of dollars in your pockets. You're out there. You got that bling on. You got the cars. You got money in your pocket. You know, people, yeah, I know him, I know that, but I got a question for you. What happens when you're 50 years old, if you make it to live that long? What happens when you're 65? What happens when you can't be on the block no more and you can't work no more? What happens if you happen to be one of the unfortunate ones that's hit by a bullet and it doesn't take your life, but it puts you in a wheelchair? How are you going to take care of yourself? How are you going to provide for yourself? How are you going to provide for your wife, your girl, your son or your daughter? What kind of legacy is that to leave your child? Everyone wants their children to be more than they are, to have more than they are. What kind of legacy, again, what kind of legacy are you leaving for your child? How would you feel knowing that your child, the last legacy or the last thing you left for your child is the fact that my mother, my father was shot because they was gang banging or because they was out there doing something they ain't had no business doing. Think about how that child is going to feel and how that child is going to grow up and the doubts and the questions that that child is going to have. There are not going to be any answers for that child. Only you can make a change in your life and only you can make a change in your children's life. Once again, if you'd like to participate in Blog Talk Radio, we're here every Tuesday at 1 p.m. And the number to call in is 347-215-9262. Again, that number is 347-215-9262. So give us a call. There's still plenty of time. And we'd like to hear what you have to say on the matter. So we'd like to just hear what's on your mind today. Today is an open forum. Just give us a call and tell us what you'd like to talk about, what you'd like to discuss, changes you'd like to make in the community. What kind of changes would you like to make in the community? What kind of changes would you like to make in your life? Just give us a call. Again, I'd like to tell you about the Tuesday night group. That's every Tuesday night. That's tonight. And that group is located at 3023 4th Avenue South. It begins at 5 and ends at 7. And that's on 4th Avenue between Lake Street and 31st Avenue. So today we've been talking about health. We've been talking about the homicides that are still going on in the inner city, the outer city, all over the city. And we've been talking in ways to change your life. I mean, everyone thinks, well, I have so much in my background against me and I can't make a change and I can't do this. VJ is an example of what you can do when you're willing to make a change in your life. VJ has a history as do most of the mad dads and the moms. And the mothers are mothers offering moral support. That's the mom's division of MAD. That's where the women get together and do what they can do to bring about positive change in the community. And also, other than VJ, John Turnipseed is a perfect example. This is a gentleman who has 10 felonies on his record and went on to make something of himself. He's the director of his father, the Center for Fathering. But these two gentlemen, their lives and the way they lead their lives are a perfect example of what you can do when
You believe, you trust in God. You're tired of doing the same old thing. You're tired of running from the law. You're tired of ducking and dodging bullets, and you want to do something. You want to give back instead of always taking. So don't say it can't be done. Don't say it can't be done. I personally have a history, but I've gone on to overcome that history, to overcome that background, and I'm getting my education. I'll finish and get my degree. The end of December, I have one and go on to get another. So you can make a change in your life. There's no such thing as inability to make a change. So again, I'm asking you to call in to Blog Talk and voice your opinion. And that number is 347-215-9262. And when that phone answers, if you'd like to talk, just press 1. And you'll pop up and you'll be able to give your opinion and make some comments. If you're on just listening, press 1 and you'll switch over and you'll be able to voice your opinion and make some comments about what's going on in your life, what's going on in the city, and how you feel about certain issues that are going around. I encourage you to speak up. Let your voice be heard. Now is the time. You have a platform here to voice your opinion, to speak your mind. So don't say that you don't have. There isn't a way that you can do it. There's always a way to do it. I have a caller, and the last numbers are 4331. Again, 4331. Hello, caller. How are you?
How y'all doing today, baby? God bless y'all. Love, Mad Dash. You know what I mean? This show, buddy, calling in and check in on the week. Man, I'm calling to check in with
you. Check in. We're talking about health today. We're doing good. So there are a couple of things that we've been talking about today, short body. As I said again, this is Norman. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. Have something positive to say. We've been talking about health. As you know, VJ was hospitalized, and thank God he's out today, and he's healing and getting well, back on his feet to continue doing what he's doing. And we've also been talking about the recent homicides, the three that have been out in Brooklyn. I believe it's either Brooklyn Center, Brooklyn Park, and the one that was on 35th and Fremont last night. And about changing your life, stepping up. So what do you have to say about all that?
I say much love to DJ, man. We got God bless him, man. Good prayers for him. You know, I mean, I went to go visit him today and make, you know, just go say social support to him, you know what I mean? So God bless you, DJ, man. And we're looking forward to doing a lot more work with you. Keep getting the answer you are for anything else. And I'd like to talk about as far as addressing issues in the neighborhood as far as, like, the belief that they took from our neighborhood, our people and stuff. You know what I mean? It's cool to be a baby daddy instead of be a husband. It's cool to be a baby mama instead of be a wife. You know what I mean? And the mentality that we have as a people, you know what I mean, has to come to a certain change, whereas we have to look at each other and want to respect each other and want to be, you know what I mean, a productive person in our society. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's about us changing our hood mentality with each other as far as how we groom ourselves as a people. You know what I mean? Our girls and our women need to be grown as queens, you know what I mean? Knowing that their positions in life is way more bigger than just getting the man with some money in his pocket, you know what I mean? They'll be on their own thing, trying to do their own thing for their family and being a productive woman for themselves, as well as a man being a king. You know, we have to teach our kids to be kings instead of calling them little niggas and little punks. We got to start raising them to be kings and have them being ready to go to college and go to high school to advance their talents and stuff. We forget to teach our kids about learning their talents where we come from, you know what I mean? We try to tell them to go to school and learn things and get a good job, but we forget to teach them to believe in their talent. You know what I mean? They have to go to schools to advance their talents, advance what their God gifts are, you know what I mean? So we got to start being strong with our kids and teach them how to believe in their God gifts and talents, you know what I mean? And we'll come out with a lot better outcomes in our neighborhoods and our ghettos and stuff like that, and our people of poverty. You know what I mean? Our mind frame got to be worked on first. That's where it starts from, our mind frame and our heart. Because you got to think about it. We got strong people in our neighborhood, real strong. But that, without that faith and without that belief in that God gets the talent, don't mean nothing right now. So the war on good and evil is real serious out there, and a lot of people got to know about that. That war on good and evil is real serious out there. We got a lot of demons around us. We got a lot of people around us that's negative, you know what I mean? And we let that negative force take control of our lives instead of focusing on that little positive thing that could get us out of negative situations. So we got to start teaching our people and showing them a lot of positive examples and being a role model, a real role model, not a false role model, to these kids. You know what I mean? They're not out in these false role models out here. They misleading them and teaching them the wrong things, so that now we're getting the backfire of it. You know what I mean? Now they're backlashing at us and killing each other for nothing right now. I'm on these streets every day. I mean, in the streets, in these hoods. You know what I mean? Talking to the kids all the time. And the people who are out there killing the kids, they hiding from me. They hiding from us because we the people looking for them because we trying to stop them from killing. The thing about it is they keep talking this snitch stuff in the hood. First of all, I'm going to tell y'all what a snitch is. A snitch is somebody who's doing the same thing you doing, but when they get caught, tell on you. Now, if you're living in a community and you tell on somebody for doing something wrong to your people in your community, that's not being a snitch. You know what I'm saying? They got to learn that in these neighborhoods. They got to learn it. When you tell them, when you saving people when you tell on somebody for doing something for harming your community. You know what I mean? That's the big thing about this snitch thing. They keep on trying to live our hood and say, we don't want to tell. It ain't about telling. It's about saving your community. It's about saving these people out here. You got to look at that whole situation like that instead of calling our neighbors snitches and stuff like that. We got to come together as a community and eliminate that problem. Just like they come with the gun for us, you know what I'm saying? We got to come with that same force, but in an orderly fashion, but mentally. You know what I mean? So we got to say, not to say we got to work with our people through the mental thoughts. It's a mental process because we got hearts. We love each other, but when it comes to that mental process, it's kind of hard for us to get together.
Right, right. And back on that snitch piece, what I want to say is, you know, let's just take two examples. Let's talk about the shooting at the daycare yesterday and Terrell Mays Jr. The
right.
People who bring forth stuff, work and give the information on who took those lives, those are not snitches. Those are heroes.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Those are heroes.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And we got to recognize that as the people, and we got to start supporting them, the people who do that. You support them because their whole purpose is to save somebody. You know what I mean? There's no intent of harming anybody. When we got people like that standing up for our community, them the strongest people in our community that we have to look out for. You know what I mean? And we need more people like that to stand up and go in on them, man. We can't let the devil rule out people in our communities like you be doing, man. Make us scared. Can't be scared to die. We can't be scared to live either. You got to be able to go out there and get it. If you really love your kids like you say, like we say we do, we got to ask for real.
Right.
Let's talk about it. You got to be about it. Can't be a talk about it.
And the thing about it, so many of our young people are being taken away. There's Quintel, the little 12-year-old girl who was sitting at the table doing her homework. Maybe if these heroes step up and be heroes and start telling on the people that are taking the lives of the innocent, they'll
start taking the
lives of the guilty. Maybe
That's
the
right.
guilty sit down and find another way to make that living by coming through the programs that Mad Dads and so many other organizations have to offer them in order to change
right.
their lives. We got to stop
right.
killing because this don't make sense. You know,
the thing is, the devil that blinded our people so bad to where when we try to help them, like me, like VJ out here, we put a hand out to them, they don't even know how to grab it and take hold of it and grow from it. You see what I'm saying? They turn their back on the hand that want to help them, and they steal from the hand that's trying to help them before they steal from the man that's trying to kill them. You know what I mean? So, and that's saying that to say it destroyed our character and our well-being about being amongst each other. We don't know how to accept help. We don't even know how to accept it. The help is there, but we so scared to change. And the thing is, I feel like this ain't really about change. It's about growing. You know what I mean? You grow with life. You making better decisions in life. You know better, so you learn from your past. So it ain't even about change. It's about growing. You know what I mean? Being a better person and being a man and a queen as a king for your people. You know what I mean? So it's like I said, the mentality has to be worked on, period, for anything else go. Because you got to learn how to control the money before you start chasing the money. Our people been mm-hmm. chasing money and letting negativity make our next move that we stop believing in our positive lives that can help us out, not God gifts. So let's go, man. You know, Us
right.
Before Me is my label. Us Before Me is my label. The Thug Bible is what we pushing, and we pushing it in the streets real hard. It's real positive for our people, man. So, you know, y'all got to take these good examples that VJ and Mad Dads and all these other good. You got angels out here working on these streets. We just got to grab our hands and walk with us.
Right, and all they realize is, you know, it's an easy thing to do. All you have to say is, I want to change. That's it. All they got to do is have the desire to change. If you have the desire to change, we can take over from there. We'll show you what you need to do. We'll direct you to the right place. All it takes is a desire to change. No more, no less. Just a desire.
That's right. God bless y'all, man, so much. We need y'all there. Keep on doing what y'all do for us. We need y'all there. We see y'all, too. You got real street guys out here who are really trying to make it happen. We see y'all. You know what I mean? Don't let that devil stop that move y'all going. Mad dance for life.
Okay, sure, buddy. That ends our show for today, and we will be getting with you next week at the same time. You keep up the good work, fighting the Lord's fight. God bless you, too. Talk to you next week.
Yep.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.